And now I will want to conclude with can I have a little bit more light? Concluding images. Ross, if I could put the number 5, in which I want to attempt to anticipate and to speculate by means of a few conjectures of what the number 5 plan. What priorities I see could be in the future? I think that it's easy to speculate on, as already have done, on some of the problems that our planet is facing. And if it continues, it is important that if the public indifference and the unconscious oblivion of the world that is closing itself into the self, that future generations really must be ready to take over with some new radical propositions. Because if it continues,
в мире, который замыкается сам в себе, будущие поколения должны найти какой-то выход. Поскольку если такая ситуация будет продолжаться.
And even if we leave aside the serious political and social implications of what is happening, if we leave aside the effects of globalization,
даже если мы не будем сейчас рассматривать социальные проблемы, вопрос глобализации,
in which labor has become a kind of a commodity that is now in the West in competition with the poorest countries in the world,
процесса глобализации, в котором человеческий труд становится товаром, в котором Запад использует Восток.
If we only look at kind of the effects of globalization, the effects of global warming, the effects of war technology, of energy consumption, and of privatization.
Проблема истощения энергетических ресурсов. Проблема экологические трудности, проблема приватизации земли.
And we see that in conjunction with the population growth.
Если мы рассмотрим все это вместе с вопросом роста населения.
And I know that here in Russia there still is a lot of space, but I think that if one thinks of what is happening to your neighbors like China, if one can easily anticipate the future.
Как известно, в России еще полно свободного места, но у вас есть такие соседи, как Китай. В общем, нетрудно представить себе последствия такого соседства.
Then it is not far stretched to imagine a terrifying scenario.
Не так трудно представить себе просто устрашающие утопические сценарии.
When in the near future generations,
когда буквально ближайшее поколение,
the earth will be covered by sprawl, of a rising middle class that is escaping from the public sphere.
Увидит землю сплошь застроенную индивидуальным жильем среднего класса, который избегает общественных зон.
Where the cities might be concentration camps for imported labor.
Когда город становится не более чем концлагерем импортированной рабочей силы.
When there will be no environmental variety, no countryside.
Когда не останется ни разницы между загородным и городским жильем.
And where there will be, as we already are told, a catastrophic climate change with rising seas and retreating livable territory.
И экологический кризис с огромными поднимающимся уровнем моря, с глобальным потеплением.
These are a few I just limit myself to a few random inevitable facts if things go on as they are. So
Просто несколько смертельно для человечества факторов.
I'm convinced that sooner or later civilization will have to decide to radically redefine itself and its power structure if it intends to survive.
Раньше или позже человечеству, но скорее всего довольно скоро, придется переорганизоваться, если оно намерено выжить.
It would be purely a matter of survival of civilization. Either it survives or it just disappears.
Это будет просто даже не вопрос решения, а вопрос жизни и смерти.
And I'm sure that measures will be taken. It is pointless now to speculate how this will happen.
Я уверен, меры будут приняты, непонятно правда как.
But in readjusting its agenda, our world will inevitably have to forego two of its present sacred cows. One, the sacred cow of privatization, and the other, the sacred cow of energy deployment.
Да, но если мир не пересмотрит свою повестку дня, своих священных коров вроде приватизации земли и нерационального использования энергетических ресурсов.
And only the first priority alone will have important implications for architecture and for its relationship to the city and to nature.
Необходимость принятия мер распространяется в одной из первых очередей на архитектуру.
So collectivity and concentration of high densities will become absolutely essential.
Поэтому коллективизация, увеличение плотности в критических точках становится жизненно важно для человечества.
The issues that dominate our bourgeois mentality now, like the fear of the collective and the fear of the public appearance and public participation.
Пункты, которые, черты, которые характеризуют буржуазное сознание наших дней, как стремление избежать общественного, стремление к частному, собственному.
The oblivion to public responsibility. Wouldn't those things simply be wiped out by the circumstances themselves and by the circumstances and the events? So,
пренебрежение своими общественными функциями вне зависимости от обстоятельств.
I think an avant-garde is probably necessary at the beginning of the 21st century to anticipate and to be ready. We can begin to imagine and speculate and conjecture. We can begin to imagine the return of an avant-garde, which is really in your hands, the hands of the younger generation.
Мы можем предвидеть возвращение авангарда, что он находится в руках нового поколения.
And I want to just finish with a few illustrations of some slides that we can turn the lights off now. Of anticipating of what some of the priorities might have to be, some kind of what the priorities would have to be to sustain the nature and the city.
Вот несколько кадров завершения, которые проиллюстрируют.
It will be inevitable that we will not be celebrating technology progress, but we would be returning, I think, to a zero degree again.
Проиллюстрирует проблемы, с которыми придется столкнуться человечеству.
A zero degree of formal language.
Мы, возможно, видим ту точку отсчета, в которой развивается формальный язык архитектуры.
Where the message of Malevich will always remain relevant.
Когда снова вспомнят об идеях Малевича.
Where kind of a neutral zero-degree architectural objects will populate the globe in order to reduce their footprint to the minimum and in order to save both the city and the countryside.
Когда вот такие вот минималистичные объекты появятся по всей земле просто для того, чтобы сохранить.
And I'm showing projects from students, from a kind of collection of students' work from the Verlacher, a project by Pier Vittorio Aureli when he was working with Andrea Branzi on a workshop at the Verlacher. I'm reminding us of the architecture of Hildesheimer that so much influenced Andrea Branzi in Superstudio as Archizoom. And I'm making a few kind of reductions of existing projects without naming them, in order to extract the kind of the essence of the impact of this zero-degree neutral formal language that architecture, I believe, inevitably in the face of events.
Мы хотим вычленить сущность этого нейтрального архитектурного языка.
But I think it's not going to be only a question of language, but it's also going to be a question of size. I think what is again something inevitable, the fear of the big will have to be conquered because things inevitably will be big.
Еще один страх, с которым нам предстоит бороться, ведь это не только вопрос смысла или минималистичных или каких-либо других средств. Это вопрос масштаба, вопрос размера. Нам стоит перестать бояться большого, поскольку так или иначе вещи будут расти.
You know already what you know very well what this image is. You know what it is. Le Corbusier.
No,
Le Corbusier acting on Paris. So it's not the first time. It's not something new, but it's something inevitable.
Это не ново, Владим Корбюзье, но это неизбежно.
This is what the essence of the unité d'habitation was itself. Its self speaks for itself. This is a project by a student at the ETH for a project on Mexico City that we did 3 years ago. Again on Mexico City, kind of there will have to be large territorial interventions of the scale of Archizoom, but which will no longer be utopia, but will be reality. There will no longer be criticism, but there will be action. Large, the territory will be handled by means of large scale operations and large scale ideas, as this project of again Pier Vittorio Aureli in his analysis of the Belgian landscape today. Or another project on Mexico City, and another project by a student showing one of the structures he was proposing on the city of Mexico, the view from the top.
Это один из проектов, который студент предлагал для Мексико, сверху.
Some of the work of Alexander Sverdlov when he was a student at the AA.
Проект Александра Вердлова, когда он был еще только студентом.
And again a proposal by Pier Vittorio Aureli for a big housing structure that was to go span the river in Rotterdam, parallel to the Rotterdam Bridge. Where he quotes Rem Koolhaas when he was a student, when he said, it's clear that there are no problems. That architecture has no problems to solve. The architecture is action, is physical form. And and of course the inspiration of Andrea Branzi, the leading figure in Archizoom. This is one of the projects by him. And finally even Aldo Rossi in his project for Locomotiva 2 for Torino, where it was a project that he himself later suppressed, but a project in which to move forward the dormant city of Torino, he was proposing a structure of which the scale is very hard to visualize on this drawing, but you perhaps can begin to imagine it when When I tell you that the columns were kind of 150 meters span, each column. These are projects that are harbingers, I think, for the future, and we will have to face that a future where projects like this, I think, or these priorities will have to be looked at by yours and your generation in order to really ensure that we have both city and countryside, both architecture and countryside. And to this extent, I think, paying homage at this moment to Superstudio and Artizum is of primary value. Thank you very much, and I'm sorry for taking so much time.